Hurricane season is here, and you're probably hearing a lot of talk about maps. State officials say you should be familiar with evacuation maps. There are also flood zone maps and storm surge maps. WUSF's Susan Giles Wantuck offers up this map of all those maps.
Let's start with storm surge maps. They help emergency managers make plans to protect the nearly 21 million people who call Florida home. By predicting how high the water wall forced on shore by a storm might be and how far inland it might invade. That will also help you know when it's time to head for higher ground. And this year, storm surge maps are new. Chris Zambito is the chair of the Florida Floodplain Managers Association. He said Florida used to have 11 distinct SLOSH models. That's a model specifically for hurricane planning. Tampa, Miami, the Panhandle, they all had their own. So the state and the National Hurricane Center worked together to create a super basin.
When you have any of these mapping studies, whether it's for the FEMA mapping or hurricane planning, you have these seams of where one study was done and a study next to it was done. And so there's some inconsistencies right at the border. So by doing a super basin now, they kind of had the whole peninsula of Florida remapped.
So here's how that might play out on evacuation maps in Hillsborough County, for example.
You're going to see red, yellow, green, blue, and it's going to go push a certain extent inland. So what I'm saying is, from at least the few maps that I've looked at, that extent inland is not changing dramatically. I think what you're seeing, though, is that the depth of water shown to be within those zones is going up.
Right now, emergency managers across the state are adding this new information into their plans. But Pinellas County Floodplain Coordinator Lisa Foster says if you hear there are changes to evacuation zones in your neighborhood, stay up on it.
Living in Florida comes with its risks, especially if you're close to the coast or close to a river or close to a pond. I mean, even in just a highly developed urban area, the stormwater system can get overloaded. So I think you just need to be aware.
That goes for tourists, too. Make a plan if your hotel is in an evacuation zone. Then there are flood zone maps, which are updated as flood risks change because of development, erosion, or other factors. FEMA uses them to determine whether you have to carry flood insurance and just how much you'll pay if you choose to go with the National Flood Insurance Program. This applies to those with a federally backed mortgage. Right now, there are only about 1.8 million flood insurance policies in effect in Florida. Flood insurance rates under the national program are surging now because it was pushed deeply into the red by payouts for Hurricane Katrina and Rita in 2005, and more recently, Superstorm Sandy. FEMA's Susan Wilson says congressional changes in the last several years will now force owners of properties that had subsidized flood insurance rates to eventually pay full freight.
Their policies are being increased at a gradual rate so that eventually they will become actuarial or risk rated.
And she says it's important to remember that flood insurance is a separate policy from homeowners insurance. While hurricane season is the time of year people talk most about the risk for flooding, Pinellas County Floodplain Manager Foster says it isn't tied to a season.
Because I understand that anywhere it rains, it can flood. A tree could fall and block a pipe. There could be nowhere for the water to go. You could get a storm surge. There are multiple things that could happen. I mean, it's the risk you take to live in Florida.
That's why one of the mottos of emergency personnel is turn around, don't drown. Susan Giles-Wantuck, WUSF 89.7 News.